Odyssey does not endorse and is in no way responsible to any claims made during this broadcast.
WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now. Live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Hey, hello, energy drink. There you are. Welcome into the program. It's time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented, as always, by Optimize You. And, man, do we have a show ready to go for today. What a weekend in NASCAR. What a weekend in sports in general. Any football fans, whether you're an Alabama or Tennessee fan or perhaps a Vandy fan or an Arkansas fan, you have differing views on what crazy is. But overall, tons of upsets on Saturday, and that seemed to carry into Sunday as we ended up with one in Talladega as well. Absolute madness. One of the largest wrecks in NASCAR history, eventually won by a guy that continues to prove he has what it takes, especially on super speedways, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So, for the second week in a row, we have a winner that isn't in the playoffs. Just keeps kicking the can down the road and making these guys run for points. So, we got a lot to get to. We got to talk points. We got to talk standings. Get you caught up on all that as we get ready to head to the third and final race of the round of 12. We're getting ready to cut down to the top eight drivers that'll have a chance to be your 2024 champion. And all of that will happen this hour. So sit back, relax. It is time for Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. And you know what? It was such a crazy weekend. It is so busy that Sean Whitfield decided to do what he does best, and that's go on vacation. Joining us from the beach, ladies and gentlemen, he's the reason we show up each and every week. It's Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here.
Well,
seem a little strange that I'm not in the studio with you today?
I was going to say, you're not really here. You're there. So, once again, we're done, and I'm going to walk out to what is admittedly beautiful weather here in the Tennessee Valley. But then you're going to walk out onto the beach, celebrate your bride's wonderful birthday, probably with a couple cocktails in hand. So, I'm going to have to give you the point on this one.
Well, I tell you what, I'm back at the Holiday Inn Resort at Panama City Beach, and it is a destination that has a lot of tradition. It's kind of like coming back home, you know, been down here so many times through the year broadcasting, and so it is my lovely bride's birthday.
Which birthday is that, Sean?
I don't think I can share that.
There you
today.
Go. Veteran move. That is a veteran move. Well done.
But nevertheless, it is sunny in the mid to upper 80s. And Casey, there's one thing that I've recognized. Now, this is something that you are used to, so this is going to be no big deal to you. But as you know, for the last two or three years, I've been, my wife and I, we've been having a lot of our vacations at adult all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
And I want to emphasize adult. And I'm down here at the Holiday Inn Resort, Panama City Beach. Haven't been here since April of 2023. And I had no idea what it was like to take a vacation with dozens, if not hundreds, of screaming kids. They're everywhere. It's like we can't get away from them. And, you know, when you're used to going where there's no kids, that you got to be 21 to be at this, you know, at the resort, man, it's a whole new ball game when you start coming down. And, I mean, everywhere you go is screaming kids and crying kids and crying babies and all that kind of stuff. So it's bringing back some memories, but I know that's something that you're also used to.
Continued first world problems for Mr. Whitfield. My resort has too many children. Sean, whatever you do, don't be the guy that walks over and asks the parents, could you have your kids keep it down? We're really trying to enjoy ourselves over here.
You know what? I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to do that.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. Here I'm at, you know, Panama City's number one family vacation destination. And, you know, the old guy that I've become, I'm annoyed with all these kids. But anyway, it's, you know, I just keep my earplugs in, listen to a good podcast, or keep it in locked in on Rock 105. And, you know, it just sort of makes life a little bit better.
Another Rum Runner or another Top Shelf Mark, yeah, something like that. That'll keep, yeah, that'll keep all the noise at a minimum.
So I figured you'd get a good kick out of that because you're used to doing the kid thing. You're used to going to the resorts where there's nothing but kids and family. So that's, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
Something you're used to.
I think what I'm more used to is doing it once a year instead of 13 times a year, which is what you and Mrs. seem to do. But yes, I do look forward to going on vacation where you're not looking for, like, you know, a go-kart track or a, you know, putt-putt golf course or some,
or a water park.
Oh my God. The day I don't have to go to another water park will be a wonderful day. But you know what? I'm in that season of life and it ain't going nowhere.
Well, I tell you, enjoy while you can, because I can tell you, it disappears quickly.
But you know what? You married someone that's so young at heart. I know this isn't getting on her nerves. She probably feels revitalized by it.
Well, she does. However, you know, when you go on vacation and you want to sort of disconnect and you want some peace and quiet and you hear all these screaming kids, and it's not, you know, if we were here and it was just, you know, a few, but I think this is what they call kids' fall break.
Also known as fall break.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's Harley break down here, you know, it's not a problem. Even though you hear motorcycles everywhere, you can, you know, still get away from that if you need to. But when you're down here for fall break and school's out, man, it presents a whole different situation.
And you know what? I couldn't have come up with a better segue myself. I was going to wait till the next break. But since you talked about Harley, joining us in studio, our buddy Marcus Kilgore from White Lightning Harley Davidson. How you doing, Marcus?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, the only thing in my mind I can think about right now, and I don't think he realizes it, nor do you, there is a miniature golf course down there, has alcohol, and actually has cart girls that will walk around and bring you drinks while you're playing miniature golf.
That is something I could actually get on board with.
Yeah.
That sounds like a man that's done that before.
But Marcus is here, going to help me out on the show. Also, you know, a little security since you're not here, Sean. And also have some really cool things going on at White Lightning that we'll talk about here in a little while, as they're doing some good in the neighborhood for our buddies in North Carolina and some of the affected areas. So thanks for joining us and hanging out, Marcus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean, what a weekend you chose to not be around, because we had craziness in football. You had, you know, my God, Alabama getting beat by Vanderbilt, which is not a sentence I thought I'd get to say, at least not about football, for, you know, during my lifetime. Tennessee getting upset at Arkansas. A&M upsetting Missouri, another top 10 team. Then you turn around and you go to the pros and you had upsets all over the place, last second ball games. And then all of our attention turns towards Talladega. And, Sean, we see the largest crash that NASCAR has seen in the modern era, at least at a super speedway. And we see another driver, one that you've had, you know, not some positive things to say about, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., go and get another win at a restricted plate. What a weekend it was in the sports world.
Yes, it was. And of course, we're going to dive deep into everything that happened at Talladega, especially the big crash, because we set a NASCAR record. But I want to talk for just a moment before we do that about the weekend of football. Who would have thought that Alabama would have ever stood a chance at beating Vanderbilt? Number one Alabama that was not deserving to be number one, but they were there anyway.
Well, they did beat the Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, had that been in Athens, it would have. I've been thinking about that game over the weekend. Had that been in Athens, it would have been a different situation.
You have become, you get on one podcast and you become a Georgia Bulldog apologist all of a sudden. I know you've been a fan, but they weren't the best team that night.
That's why this Saturday on College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Mist here on Rock 105, is going to be one that you're going to not want to miss, because Jim Gumm and I are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about
the past.
You got to talk about that occasionally. That way it gives us all a good excuse of why Georgia lost. Just like I'm sure Alabama fans are saying that the referees caused their loss.
But are you going to do the math and be fair and call Vanderbilt as being better than Georgia right now?
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the Alabama internet. Beat Georgia. Vanderbilt beat Alabama. Vanderbilt's better than Georgia.
That's math.
And guess what? Kentucky plays Vandy this weekend, and Kentucky's going to beat Vanderbilt.
How did Kentucky-Vanderbilt become the game of the week in SEC football? Well, actually, I hate to say it, but the Red River Shootout is now the game of the week in the SEC because Kentucky
Ole Miss.
Texas and Oklahoma are now in the SEC, which is weird. But
Kentucky beat Ole Miss. They only lost to Georgia by one. So who would have thought we'd all be looking forward to seeing Kentucky-Vanderbilt play?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So it just goes to show, and we talk about this in NASCAR all the time, Sean, about the time you think you got it figured out, you don't. And this really is the first year that the NIL, we're really seeing it play out. Now all of a sudden you've got players deciding 4 and 5 weeks in that they're going to set out the rest of the year and preserve their redshirt year so they can then transfer. I don't know. I just feel like there's some sort of, I won't say disconnect, but there just seems to be the opportunity for upset seems to be greater now than it probably ever has been all over the sports landscape, and it really does make a lot of must-see TV.
Oh, yeah, and we're not done with seeing what's going to be sort of the fallout and repercussions of this NIL situation. I think there's still more to come with that, and it's certainly changing the way we see college football for many years in the past, no question about it. So, but yeah, great weekend of college football, and we got more college football coming up this weekend, and we're going to break it all down this Saturday morning, 9 a.m., right here on Rock 105. It's College Football Radio presented by Medicare Misty. You don't want to miss it. This show is so big, it takes two radio stations. So we're also on our sister station, 103.7 KISS FM, at 9 o'clock. So be sure and join us. Casey, before we dive into more, before we get back into NASCAR, how was the weekend?
Well, and not as good as yours because I wasn't at the beach. But, lots of family time. I had time to batch it for a little while as my wife and daughter and mother-in-law went to Cirque du Soleil downtown, and which I heard was just Cirque du okay. It wasn't that great. But a lot of stuff done around the house, trying to earn some brownie points, even though it's a pretty futile effort, because it is some prime golf weather coming up, as it is gorgeous.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. Well, I am going to ask our super producer, Chuck, to get us ready to go into commercial break, because I am not able to do that at the moment. And also, too, you're going to have to bear with me this hour because we don't have EPB fiber optic down here in Panama City, and I keep dropping my internet service. So just bear with me, but right now it's going.
Well, you know what?
But you just never know.
On behalf of one half of Race and Talk Radio, if you just want to go be with your wife the rest of the show, Marcus and I can handle it from here. That's not that big a deal.
Well, there's no question you guys can handle it, but, we could take the show from good to best if I hang around for the next week.
Well, if you say, just no more Georgia talk, okay?
We will go the other direction if you hang up. Just want to clarify
my wife is shaking her head and sighing when she hears me say that, so maybe I should retract that statement. All right. Well, we got a lot of NASCAR to come as we continue. And, of course, we're going to break down the entire weekend of Talladega, talk about the big win with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And, of course, it wouldn't be Talladega without the big one. We'll get into that. Also, a little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about 2311 in the lawsuit that Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin has just filed against NASCAR, an antitrust lawsuit. We're going to find out what Casey thinks about that. I'm going to share my thoughts. We're going to break all that down and more as we continue today's Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. More after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, most of the time, here at the Optimize You studio. But today it's just me and special in-studio guest Marcus Kilgore as Sean joins us from Panama City as he is down there taking Mrs. Whitfield out for a fun weekend for her, I believe, 21st birthday. I'm just not sure which 21st birthday this is. It's, you know, she has one every year. But I'm not sure which 21st birthday this is. But I know they're down there having an absolute blast. And he's joining us from Panama City. And we're talking about Talladega. Big win for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. The second race in the second round of the playoffs. And actually, it means we're halfway over the playoffs. I'm not sure how exactly that happened. But next, we head towards road course racing in North Carolina at Charlotte, the road course race at Charlotte Motor Speedway. That will be the third race of the second round, and that is coming up, the Bank of America Roval 400 coming up this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Sean Whitfield, how in the world are we already halfway through the playoffs? That doesn't seem to make sense. I had to look at that twice.
Yes, sir, we sure are, and it's hard to believe.
Is this what getting older is like? Things just start going faster, and pretty soon your daughter's a certain age, and then you go on vacation and get mad that kids are loud. Is this kind of just what I can expect?
Yeah, that's exactly what you can expect. And just think about it. When you get older, things get on your nerves that didn't get on your nerves 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Listen, You need to cut yourself some slack. Things have gotten on your nerves for a long time.
I feel
like you don't know yourself very well.
No, anybody that knows me well, no, I'm just a calm, cool, collected guy. I'm just as smooth as a Harley is, and it don't get much smoother.
Ooh, than
that.
Man, that's
That's the best way I know to describe it. Hey, and before we dive into Talladega, let's hear what Marcus has got to say. Marcus, I saw you made a post on Facebook over the weekend that you guys are doing some great things here in Chattanooga with some relief efforts. And I want to make sure that we let all of our people in our audience, let them know what you guys are doing. So if you would share with us what's going on at White Line and Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, so we've already sent one load up to Johnson City. We had partnered with the Chattanooga Bearded Villains. And after that load had hit the road, I picked up the phone and started dialing. I got in contact with the Harley-Davidson dealership in Cherokee, North Carolina, after I'd seen a post about the Asheville Harley-Davidson dealership being a distribution
point. Kind of a hub, yeah.
Yeah, distribution point and stuff like that. So, I did what I do best and just started dialing phone numbers and trying to get a hold of people. I got a hold of the manager at the Cherokee store. At that point in time, I found out that they actually are a partnership in three stores. It's the Cherokee store, the Asheville store, and Chimney Rock. So we're taking donations right now. We're planning on making a second run. We were originally going to be doing it the 14th, but we have actually moved that back one day to the 15th. I know that's neither here nor there, but either way, we're going to be loading up. I've got some other people that are going to be coming and meeting us that have trailers full of stuff, including Steel Horse Law out of Atlanta is coming up with a trailer full of stuff, and they've got several other Harley-Davidson dealerships. But, you know, in a time like this, you know, you have to watch out for your neighbor. You have to definitely take care of them. I myself have been in spots, tornado through in 2011 and stuff, where I've seen people coming together personally because the effects that had on my family. And it's a time for, that united we ride, which is a big Harley-Davidson saying to stick together and help each other out. So we're going to be taking a trip up there with trailers full of supplies. But, you know, I still encourage anybody after that point, keep donating. It's going to be a long time. It's going to be a long road ahead of them.
Marcus, you shared the locations that you guys are partnered with. Did any of those locations lose their facilities or have any damage?
So the Asheville, North Carolina store did have some flooding, but they have said that, you know, everything's okay. There was some stuff was kind of dirty and everything. The Chimney Rock store, it's not going to be.
It's a total loss.
Yeah. They've still got some building left, but there's not much earth underneath it. So at the end of the day, exactly what that looks like for them is questionable, but I know they're not going inside. They did come to me with good news telling me, though, that all of their people are okay and accounted for and everything. So that was a big plus.
I got two more questions. One, where will these items go to that you guys are going to be sending, I guess, either into Western Carolina or into East Tennessee?
So we're actually going to deliver them straight to the Harley-Davidson of Asheville location, where they will be directly handing these things out with local organizations. That's kind of one of the biggest things about with a lot of the stuff going on, not to get into anything like that, but they're working a lot with a lot of local organizations, and of course they'll do what they can. They've told me to get some stuff over to Chimney Rock.
Yeah, make sure the stuff gets in the hands of the people that need it.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing about it, and that's what we're focused for.
And Marcus, based on the needs that the people there have, is there any specific items that you would like to encourage listeners to bring out to White Line and Harley-Davidson?
Water is always a plus, but I'm going to tell you that's kind of like the first go-to for everybody. Batteries, flashlights, baby formula, sports drinks, feminine hygiene products. And, you know, we had a conversation the other day and we started talking about Jackets are a little bit hard to do because you don't know people's sizes, but blankets and stuff like that, you know, it's we're going to be in the 70s.
It's about to start getting cold.
We're going to be in the 70s for highs this coming week. And I mean, that's an area where it's usually a little bit cooler. I would imagine it, they're probably going to be having some 50 degree nights here in the next couple weeks.
You know, I would think some items too that maybe don't come to mind very often, like socks, yeah, shoes, you know, underwear, purchase those items new, of course, and come and donate those non-perishable food items. So it sounds like there's a need for many things.
Yeah. People can just drop this off at White Lightning Harley-Davidson.
Yep, 7720 Lee Highway right here in Chattanooga. You can go in the front door and just drop it down. You'll see the pile of stuff.
Oh, Randy Boner Smith used to call it doing good in the neighborhood, and that's what we continue to try to do and encourage everybody to take some stuff off, and we'll make sure it gets in the hands of the, you know, some relief workers correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah, not a problem.
Sean, so you have long said that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. maybe undeserving. I don't know. I just think it stems back to him dumping Danica Patrick. You've never really let him get over that.
Hey, he outdid himself back then.
Here is a guy that just won one of the closest races in NASCAR history, gets another win at a restrictor plate racetrack. And right now, if I'm looking at his resume, he is a two-time Xfinity Cup champion. He was the series rookie of the year in the Cup Series, Daytona 500 winner, and he now has four Sprint Cup wins. You know, is it time for you to admit that maybe Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is just a pretty decent NASCAR driver?
Well, this is kind of the perspective I have of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I would put Ricky in the same category as an Austin Dillon, where he's had success, but it's been very little. I would also say that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is a better and more competitive driver than Austin Dillon is. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is, you know, he's a Daytona 500 winner. He is known to do really well at Talladega and Daytona. He has secured his job with the race team he's with now, and I've gone blank on their name, for I think the next two or three seasons. And Daughtry Racing.
And JTG, so, Daughtry, yeah.
Yes. And so I think Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is a competitive sort of middle-of-the-road driver. He's not a guy that's at the very top most of the time, but he's not a guy that's at the bottom either. He's a guy that seems to be somewhat consistent, and I like him. I don't dislike him at all. I just think he's probably doing about all he can with the tools that he's got, because, you know, that's not a team that's very well funded. So that's another thing you got to consider. He's at a little bit of a disadvantage there because of the team he's with.
Well, and you know, you got to hand it to the guy. He's continues to be employed. Everything he's ever done has been with pretty much underfunded equipment. So
yeah,
hats off to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Also, and I just noticed this was, you know, we talk a lot about sponsorship here, Sean, because you've said it a million times, NASCAR is a business first and a sport second. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won in a car that had Sanofi, which is a bank, Kroger, which is a grocery store chain, and Palmolive, which the last time I checked is something you wash your hands with. Three sponsors on that car to get across first in victory lane. So pretty good for old.
You know, and that's one thing I've always admired about JTG Daughtry Racing is being a single car team, funding is challenging. And, you know, they've proven on the racetracks by the sponsors changing on the car, you know, nearly every week, that they're a team that's out there trying to earn their way. They're out there trying to keep these relationships going and establish relationships with sponsors. And Kroger has been one of their primary sponsors in the past. And I'm not quite sure what they're going to do in 2025, because the story has been reported a couple of months ago that Kroger was looking at going to Roush Fenway Racing. I don't know if that's confirmed, but that is something that's been reported. So, that is a race team that, hey, if you're willing to throw a few dollars their way, they're willing to put their logo on their race car.
So big win for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Congratulations for him. But I think the number one takeaway, Sean, this is another week that someone that needed a win didn't get one. A playoff driver does not get to victory lane. So no one is truly guaranteed into the next round. Now, mathematically, we've got a couple guys that are going to make it in. But it just goes to show guys are still out there getting after it.
Yeah. We are in a situation where we had another spoiler for the second week in a row. We're going to get into the results in just a moment, but William Byron clinched his spots on the points for the NASCAR semifinal round of eight, while 11 drivers will vie for their final seven parts this coming Sunday at Charlotte. So it's getting a little bit hotter out there as far as in the chase for the championship. There's still several unknowns, and many times after Talladega, we got a little clearer picture going into Charlotte than we do right now.
That's right. So, you know what? After this next race, the first road course race of the playoffs, we're going to go from 12 drivers eligible to be your champion this year down to 8. So when we return, Sean, let's run down the results. Let's talk about standings and see which guys are really going to be pressing at the road course and who's got a chance to move on to the next round. Later on, Sean is going to get into... oh, good old NASCAR litigation talk. I cannot wait. What does Jordan and Hamlin have in store for NASCAR as the charter situation continues to heat up a little bit? All right, Sean Whitfield's at the beach. Marcus and I are here in studio, and we'll be back after this. It's Racing Talk Radio presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Some fresh Mexican food. Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football. all time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You, Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, and getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. And Sean may be at the beach, but he still calls the shots, still gets his Def Leppard in each and every program. According to Sean Whitfield, one of the greatest rock bands in all the land.
It sure is.
A little Pour Some Sugar on Me. I remember that video.
Actually,
on
MTV. That wasn't Pour Some Sugar on Me, but
no,
go ahead.
I'm just referencing my favorite song of theirs. But I remember as a kid watching that video, Pour Some Sugar on Me, on MTV in the mornings, back when they used to, you know, show videos. That makes me an old person. And you were trying to catch the view of their one-arm drummer. It was just blew everyone's mind. They had a drummer that had one arm and could still play. And of course, this is before YouTube and internet and all that, that you could just go back and watch it a million times. Like, you had to be there to watch it and be like, oh my God, there it is. And yeah, so there you have it. Just a,
back in the day,
a special I'm old moment brought to you by Optimize You. They can make you feel less old. Call them and they'll help you out. You know what? That ought to be their tagline, Sean. We'll make you feel less old.
Hey, they will optimize your life and make you feel better and feel make you feel revived and completely optimized. So we encourage you to check out our friends at Optimize You Chattanooga. Location, Advance Road, and one on Highway 153 in Hickson.
Sean, we were talking about Yellowwood 500 from Talladega Super Speedway. Let me go ahead and run down the results. Stenhouse Jr. did, of course, get your win, edging out Brad Keselowski by 600ths of a second. No, 6,000ths of a second. The second closest margin of victory in NASCAR history. Pretty cool. William Byron, third. Kyle Larson, fourth. Christopher Bell in sixth. Let's see, Denny Hamlin, 10th. Truex Jr., 11th, even though he's not in the playoffs anymore. Alex Bowman, 16th. Kyle Busch, another notable, finished in 19th. Go down. Not a great day for some chasers. You had Chase Elliott, 29th. Chase Briscoe in 30th. Austin Cindric, 32nd. Joey Logano, 33rd. Ryan Blaney, 39th spot. So, very, very interesting for some of the drivers, and it's going to make the points coming up as we get ready for road coursing at Charlotte even more important. The Bank of America Roval 400 coming up this Sunday. And, Sean, let's go ahead and run down the driver's standings.
Well, hey, Casey, before we do that, I want to comment about this. There were only four playoff drivers that made it into the top 10.
Yeah, bad run.
Yeah, so it was a Talladega that didn't disappoint. It was a Talladega that was known to have the big one. We had the big one with about five laps to go. We set a NASCAR record, which was a little bit hard for me to understand or accept that this is a record, because I would have thought it would possibly have been already set in the past. We had 28 cars end up in the big one with five laps to go.
That's over half the field. That's a pretty good size wreck.
And that set a NASCAR record, which is just, you know, hard to believe that it's doing that now with all the years we've had races at Talladega, and Talladega is known to have the big one. But certainly an exciting race. You know, one of the playoff drivers, or actually two of the playoff drivers that really caught my attention that did not finish well, that you would have expected to do well, because at various times during the race, they were up near the front, or actually three. You got Austin Cindric that finished 32nd. You got Joey Logano in 33rd and Ryan Blaney in 39. All of those drivers ended up towards the end of the field due to being in an accident.
Yeah, Joey Logano, so, that was a big hit for, I guess one of the last remaining old dudes out there with a chance to win it. Just a bad run all the way around for the 22 team. You know, Sean, it's we were talking about college football earlier. Years ago, I think it was 2011, when LSU played Alabama, somebody sat down and did the math and figured out just how many millions of dollars in football contracts were on the field then, because like half of those teams got drafted. I would like for someone to break down how many millions of dollars just got toasted when 28 cars go for a ride on the same exact wreck. What is the most expensive wreck in NASCAR history? Because that was, I mean, it, for whatever reason, it didn't feel as big as it ended up being. But, Sean, that's, you're taking out half the field. More than half the field.
And I remember when Tony Stewart was active in his business of Stewart Haas Racing, he used to make comments about the fact that one of the biggest races of their budget was when they ran at Talladega. So that is something that all these race teams have come to understand and just simply expect, that the chances of us leaving there with a wrecked race car is likely. And so there's no question about it. There is a lot of tore up sheet metal when you leave Talladega. I also want to make mention, we talked about Ricky Stenhouse winning the race. He started 32nd. And Ricky Stenhouse just wasn't there at the end. He led 19 laps. So this is a race that I think that Ricky, ran a respectful race throughout the entire race at Talladega, and he wasn't one of these guys that just showed up at the very end.
No, every I won't say every driver, but every now and again you come along these guys that are just so happen to be good at certain styles of racing. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., for whatever reason, they'll joke that Dale Earnhardt Sr. could see the wind, and that's why he was so good at restrictor plate races. But for whatever reason, Stenhouse Jr. has a knack at getting around this kind of stuff and avoiding trouble. Either that or just plain dumb luck, but either way, it's gotten him into victory lane more than once. And I think, if I'm him, I'm just mad it didn't happen the first time when we went there this year, because then he would be in the playoffs. But another trophy. You get to go to the sponsors and go, hey, look what I did.
Another stat that I just love about Talladega, and you're only going to be able to see it at Talladega, 66 lead changes among 24 drivers. What other race can you see a stat like that? There were 4 caution flags for 24 laps. So there was plenty of opportunities for drivers to feel what clean air was all about running at Talladega.
So, like you said, a lot of the guys in the playoffs did not have a very good run. Let's go ahead and take a look at the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. William Byron is your points leader, followed by second place Christopher Bell. Third is Kyle Larson. Fourth, Denny Hamlin. Fifth spot, Alex Bowman. Ryan Blaney, terrible run at Talladega, still in the top six. Tyler Reddick, seventh. Chase Elliott, eighth. If the playoffs were to continue or the next round were to start, those would be your top eight drivers. The bottom four that really need a good run coming up this week, Joey Logano, ninth. Daniel Suarez in 10th. Austin Cindric, 11th. And in 12th spot, Chase Briscoe. Chase Briscoe, Austin Cindric, and Daniel Suarez. And I don't think any three of those three names shock us. Those guys are in must-win territory as we head to the road course race. Joey Logano, he's 13 points behind 8th place Chase Elliott. You could still make a move. Chase could run bad, and he could take advantage of that. But it doesn't look like – I think the top six are pretty safe. Tyler Reddick, Chase Elliott, and Joey Logano, that's going to be the race within the race at the road course in Charlotte.
Casey, there's been a lot of criticism over the last few weeks with Denny Hamlin being distracted with what's going on with 2311 and this NASCAR charter deal. However, when you look at things, he's still sitting in fourth spot. So despite the criticism, he's still having a good year at this point in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, if all these little things add up, so a stage win here, a race win here, leading the most laps here, all those playoff points and extra things you do start adding up. And, Sean, you look at Kyle Larson, who's had a heck of a year with 5 wins. He's got 47 playoff wins. That's almost double the next person. So, or you know, awful, a lot more than Christopher Bell anyway. It's little things like that do continue to add up. Denny Hamlin firmly in the top 4. I think Ryan Blaney, by racing so good until now, he gets to have that god-awful race at Talladega, but still be on the good side as you head into Charlotte.
Hey, I'm ready for another spoiler. We need somebody to come and spoil and make it 3 weeks in a row.
Have we, you know, and I know asking you, I might as well ask the Google machine, but have we had a 3-race stretch of the playoffs where not a single playoff driver has gotten a win? I don't remember back-to-back spoilers. It may have happened. Sometimes it probably happened maybe the last 2 races of the year when no one really pays attention. But do you remember round?
I don't think we have. I can't remember a time. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but it's certainly not any time in championship history that comes to my mind that's ever happened.
So, well, we'll see. The round of 8 will start after this coming up weekend. The race on schedule coming up, Sean, is the Charlotte Motor Speedway Road Course, the Bank of America Roval 400, coming up at 2:00 this Sunday. And man, it's gonna, I tell you what, you got to hand it to NASCAR. We give them a hard time sometimes, but the scheduling has been great for this second round. Kansas, a pretty flat 1.5 miles. Talladega Super Speedway, and then road course racing. If you can get past this round, you know how to get around at just about all the racetracks.
Yeah, that's for sure. Casey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin and Front Row Racing filing a lawsuit, an antitrust lawsuit against NASCAR. We'll discuss our feelings on it and talk about what we think the chances are that they could be successful and what is this going to mean for the future of NASCAR. We've got that and more as we continue. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. More after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Think I might love mess.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all your NASCAR news and information. Just got done talking about Talladega, big win for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And, of course, we look ahead to the race coming up at the Charlotte Road Course race, the Bank of America Roval 400 coming up this Sunday. And no matter what, regardless who wins, another spoiler or some guy that's in the playoffs trying to lock in his ticket to the next round, we'll be back Monday to recap it all. And I believe Sean Whitfield will be joining us from studio. He's currently at Panama City, soaking in the rays, hanging out with the beautiful Mrs. Whitfield, celebrating her birthday. And I'm guessing, all right, staying out past 9, Sean, or have you gone nuts yet and done that?
You know, I go down shortly after the sun goes down, and, you know, we're on Central Time, so the sun goes down a little bit earlier down here. It's part of growing old. you have to go to bed early or go to bed early and get up early. So that's just the way it is. And it works out pretty well.
Well, that's good. So any big plans tomorrow, or when are y'all coming back?
It's going to be gym in the morning, then some breakfast, and then spending the day at the beach all day. It's beautiful weather down here now. It's probably 80 or in the low 80s, sunny, clear skies. It's going to be like that all week. It appears that the hurricane is going to miss this part of Florida. We're about 300 miles north of Tampa, and it appears the hurricane's going to be hitting Tampa, St. Pete, and in south. So for anybody that's coming to Panama City Beach this week, you should be in for some nice weather.
Well, be sure and stop by and say hi to Sean. Happy birthday to Kim. All right, Sean, so let's talk a little bit about, you texted me this week, and it had the headline that basically Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, the owners of 23XI Racing, are, they're taking NASCAR to court. All of this stuff about charters and the resolution and the negotiating and all this didn't set well. And so NASCAR is heading to court for a antitrust lawsuit.
Yes, you're right. 23XI Racing and Front Row Motorsports has filed this suit in Western District of North Carolina. As you know, Casey, there's been continuous negotiations going on for the last 2 years between the note privately owned National Association of Stock Car Racing, which is NASCAR, and they actually own and hold the 15 charters that are part of the NASCAR Cup Series, which we all know is the top series in NASCAR. I got a copy of the story that was released by the Associated Press. One thing that catches my attention, but before I share that, when they filed the lawsuit, they filed it not only against NASCAR, but also Chairman Jim France, claiming that the new charter system limits competition by unfairly binding teams into the series, its tracks, and its suppliers. So basically, it all boils down to money is the simple part of the matter.
Who would have guessed that?
Yeah, that's what it all boils down to. And when you look at NASCAR, NASCAR owns a large portion of the tracks because they own International Speedway Corporation. So they own a large portion of the tracks, and then they're a privately held company. So from the perspective in this lawsuit of the two teams that have filed the lawsuit, and I quote, the France family and NASCAR are monopolistic bullies. The teams say that in the lawsuit, which was acquired from the Associated Press. And bullies will continue and impose their will to hurt others until their targets stand up and refuse to be victims. That moment has now arrived. So basically, Michael Jordan, in my opinion, is the spearheaded the efforts to form an alliance between their organization and Front Row Motorsports. Front Row Motorsports has been a part of NASCAR for probably about 15 years. We all know that 2311 has only been a part of NASCAR, I think, probably 4 years. And Michael Jordan has done a lot of research, done a lot of homework, seeked a lot of legal advice. I'm sure he's teamed up with some of the best attorneys in the entire sports industry. And he is going after NASCAR for violations of an antitrust. And I am sure that he, I don't know who the attorneys are, but I'm sure these attorneys are attorneys that specialize in this type of litigation. And I'm sure they've got a resume that proves that they are the top antitrust attorneys in all of professional sports, because these attorneys have got experience going up the NC, going after the NCAA and other professional sports. You know, is this a good thing for NASCAR? Absolutely not. As far as if you're a part of the France family or the NASCAR organization, if you're a team owner, like a Richard Childress or a Rick Hendricks, you're probably sitting on the sidelines and going, well, I'm glad it's not me, but I'm sure
I'm glad it's happening.
Yeah, I'm glad that something's being addressed, but you know, there's no way I'd be willing to stick my neck out there.
Well, and just like, you know, the first thing I thought, Sean, and listen, in a very broad sense, antitrust just means that businesses aren't supposed to have unfair advantages and make it to where other people can't compete, right? I mean, that's a very broad explanation, but goes back to the railroad days and whatever. But, it, you know, the Jordans, by Jordan coming out and doing this, I think this is a very grandiose negotiation tactic. All the other teams signed it. He didn't want to. Front Row didn't want to. They basically said, we're going to take this thing all the way to court and fight this to at least get a better deal than we got. Gosh, it would strengthen it if a Hendrick or somebody else came with him. But you know what? This is a good old boys club, and I don't think there's going to be a lot of feathers that are ruffled. In fact, Larry Mack seemed to be annoyed that some team that's only been around for 4 years is trying to come in and tell NASCAR the way to do business. However, you got to admit, the way NASCAR does business hasn't always been the best and does give them a lot of unfair advantage.
Yeah, Larry McReynolds is one that's been very vocal. I heard his comments and his rant about this. Some I agreed with, some I didn't. And I wonder, too, if he couldn't go back, if he can't go back maybe down the road and regret some what he said. I heard an interview that Bob Pockrass with NASCAR on Fox did with Richard Childress. And I found this interview interesting because Richard shared that on Friday, and I don't know the specific date, but it's been several Fridays ago, he received at 6:37 p.m. the agreement from NASCAR that was more than 100 pages. And he had until midnight to sign it and get it back to NASCAR. And now this came from Richard Childress, team owner of RCR Racing. And that, I mean, they were basically in a situation, as Richard said, he said, you know, I got over 400 employees. We've got multiple agreements with sponsors. We basically didn't have any choice.
Yeah, pressured into signing something if you want to keep doing business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this has been going on for 2 years, and it hasn't gotten any further than it's gotten. And you know, with an agreement that was written by NASCAR that's over 100 pages long, was without any question whatsoever written to their benefit. But you're kind of over a barrel, and all these teams are over a barrel.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan has the attitude is, you know, no, I'm not going to be held over a barrel.
I've got plenty of money. I can fight this. Sean, real quick, because we're running out of time, where do you see this going?
I see this being tied up in litigation for a while. I see this when the thing that NASCAR doesn't want to happen, I see this possibly being settled out of court, because we have never seen the covers pulled back on the financial side of NASCAR. And with this, it's probably going to come out in court, and the covers are going to be pulled off the financial side of NASCAR, what the revenue has looked like in the sport for a lot of years. And NASCAR has always tried to keep that top secret, confidential, and very private. And I think before they let it get into court and all that be revealed to the American public and to everybody that's a part of the sport, I think they're going to try to settle this thing out of court and try to find some common ground.
Yeah. Anybody that's been in a lawsuit, that's a little word called discovery, and it means you've got to show everybody everything. Marcus Kilgore, our buddy, and joining us from White Lightning Harley. Marcus, people want to bring and donate for hurricane relief victims. What do they do?
Just come up to White Lightning Harley Davidson, walk in the front door and take a right, and you'll see the where you can set the stuff down.
And if you speak nice to him, Marcus may let you comb his beard for him. Sean, what are we going to do next week?
We are going to break down the entire race weekend from the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And we're also going to continue to discuss the story regarding the charter as it continues to unfold. Plus, we'll keep you up to date with all the news on and off the racetrack. We got all that coming up next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Rock 105.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Mrs. Chapman Whitfield. Tell, you know what, go buy her something expensive. Quit cheaping out. Go take her somewhere other than a chain restaurant. Sean, I want it to require a coat somewhere. Okay,
Waffle House.
That's what you've got to do.
Across the street.
Perhaps Waffle House.
She is a big fan of raw oysters, and I treated her to that last night for her birthday, so she's very happy.
Oh, well, happy birthday, and you guys travel safe. We'll see you back here. Marcus, thank you so much for stopping by. For more information, guys, go check out White Lightning Harley-Davidson here locally, and no matter what happens at the Roval, we'll be back here next Monday to talk about it. So for Sean Whitfield, for Marcus Kilgore, I'm Casey Orr. This has been Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. We'll see you next week. Need a rescue when your love's sweet charity. I'm gonna hold on for the rest of my days. This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.